free kick's always a good goal to score. And, you know, it became a winner. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, how long do you practice to get those spot on? Because it's quite a tough position, wasn't it? Because it was quite close in, so you had to get it up and over the wall and down quickly enough to dip under the bar.
Yeah, well, last year I used to practice a lot. Not much this year, but, yeah, you know, I got given the nod to take the free kicks now, so hopefully I've, you know, proved myself right to take them again.
Yeah, and I know all the players have said that the atmosphere around the camp has remained upbeat despite the fact you've had this poor run. But was there a noticeable change in mood when you came back into training at the start of this week? Was it almost like a dark cloud had been lifted to a degree?
Oh, yeah, you know, we trained yesterday and today, and now it's everyone's on a high. They, you know, we just want the games to come quick and fast now. So hopefully we can just carry on and keep winning.
Yeah, do you think you can use it as a springboard? Can you now go on a bit of an unbeaten run? Because this is a crucial time coming up, isn't it? Christmas, when you've got games in quite quick succession.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the aim. You know, we've got a few games in a short amount of time. And if we can, you know, get results, you know, we'll be back up there and, you know, where we want to be.
Do you think, Erhan, that automatic promotion is still a possibility if you can go on a run? I know the teams at the top have just got away from you a bit, but, I mean, it's been done in the past. Teams that go on a decent run over Christmas and into the new year can really, really challenge towards the end of the season. Do you think that's still realistic from a posh point of view?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you go on a run like we did at the beginning of the season, winning 5-6 on the bounce, you're right up in there again. So, you know, that's still our aim, you know. But, yeah, you know, the main aim is get into playoffs. But, you know, we still want to get into the automatic promotion places. So, you know, we're going to try our best.
Yeah, and tell me about this weekend. It's another big, big game against another decent, well, very good League One side, Preston, who are no doubt going to be up there towards the end. How much are you looking forward to it, having beaten Leyton Orient?
Oh, yeah, you know, we know they're a good side. And... they're up there, so we have to beat teams who are up there to prove that, you know, we are a team that should be up there. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. The players are, and hopefully the fans are, and they get behind us this week.
Yeah, and I know, as you said, you haven't started a game at home yet, but do you feel collectively you owe the supporters a performance, particularly after that Bristol City match a couple of weeks back?
Oh, yeah, you know, the whole team's been saying it all week. You know, we need to give... fans ain't to cheer about, and you know, hopefully we do it this week.
Can you be honest and tell me how many times you've watched that free kick, Erhan, from the weekend?
Yeah, it's probably in the around the 20 mark.
Yeah, and I bet you sat down with the family, didn't you, Saturday night, and had a watch of it, did you?
Oh yeah, you know, the family and friends were around, and yeah, really happy. So yeah, they're really proud of me. So yeah, really good.